نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى مثلهم في التوراة ومثلهم في الإنجيل كزرع أخرج شطأه فآذره فاستغلظ فاستوى على سوقه يعجب الزراع ليغيظ بهم الكفار وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات منهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما صدق الله العظيم. Most respected elders, friends, mothers, sisters in Islam, all the people that are listening to this program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The verse that I've recited before you, once again, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala refers to the high lofty position of the Sahaba, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are three things that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala refer to this part of the verse. So great and so mighty are the Sahaba, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that thousands of years before Abu Bakr could be born, before Umar could be born, before Usman could be born, before Ali could come in the world, before Abdullah ibn Abbas, before Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Abu Darda, Zubair ibn Awam, all these great illustrious Sahaba, before they could even come and see the face of the earth, Allah refers to them in the Torah and the Injil. How great they were. If we want to understand the lofty position of the Sahaba, one should understand the attitude of a farmer with his crops. A farmer purchases, he wants to do farming. He will first identify the most suitable land to do farming. Searching high and low, he then identifies the most suitable land to do his farming. Then he will prepare his land to do the farming. He would put fertilizer, make that ground fertile, then he would tilt that land. Purchase high quality seeds, and then sow it into the ground. He would wait for some time with an expectation that the seed would germinate and then it will sprout up. After some time, he keeps on inspecting his farm. When he sees that there's a sprout that came out, one can understand that excitement in that farmer. Now, there is the consequences and the result of his efforts. One is the birth of the crop and one is to preserve the crop. Now is a challenging time. It probably will be the heat of summer. It probably will be the cold of winter. It may be probably torrential rains, and that sprout that come out is so thin, so delicate, that it may probably dry out because of the heat. It may just diminish because of the cold. The torrential rain may just kill it. That's the time the farmer now very jealously guards his crop. He looks after it. He would cover it, protect it, until the time comes that it becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. And now it's able to protect its own self. The era and the time that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala chose for the Sahaba to be with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that land actually represents that era. And the Sahaba, great illustrious Sahaba, they are like the seed that the farmer chooses to sow into the ground. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala chose the Sahaba. They were the seeds for Islam at the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala made the seed of Iman germinate into their hearts. And then when that Iman grew into their hearts, now was a challenging time. Just as the crop will come out, the sprout will come out, and the farmer needs to look after it. When Iman started germinating in the hearts of this few Sahaba, they were faced with oppression, persecution, the heat of summer, the cold of winter, everything was with them. The kuffar just wanted to get rid of the Islam from the face of the earth. But Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala looked after the Sahaba. In the beginning, they were delicate. They were weak. Just like the sprout that comes out from the ground. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala looked after them, protected them. And just as a farmer, when his crops come out, it grows, he would sell it in a marketplace. He would earn an income. He would grow even more. And then more crops will come out. And then he would supply in the town. And as his business will grow even more and more, then probably locally and internationally, his crops will go all around the world. The same thing happened with the Sahaba. A little few of them, handful of them, they grew with the Iman. Allah protected them. More and more people came into a fold of Islam until from Makkah to Medina, from Medina to the various parts of the world. Like how a farmer, when he goes to a market and he sees that his crops are being sold, he feels very proud. In the same manner, the crop of Islam, the Sahaba, they have spread in various parts of the world, and in that way, Islam has perished. Allah says in the Quran al-Kareem, مَثَلْهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاتِ وَمَثَلْهُمْ فِي الْإِنْجِيلِ. The example of the Sahaba is what Allah has mentioned in the Torah and the Injil. كَزَرْعٍ أَخْرَجَ شَتْأَهُ. It's like that crop where the sprout has come out. فَآذَرَهُ. It grew. فَاسْتَغْلَزْ. And then it became strong. It became firm. لِيَغِيزَ بِهِمُ الْكُفَّارِ. So that now when the kuffar would look at it, their effort was to wipe out Islam from the face of the earth. But contrary to their wishes, Islam grew and grew with the Sahaba, and this brought rage and anger in the kuffar. Finally, Allah says about the Sahaba, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. That those Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala promises among them, among the Sahaba, two things, maghfirah, forgiveness. Second, ajran azima, great reward. It is from this verse, our ulama have deduced that as-sahabatu kulluhum adul. Every sahabi is just, every sahabi is a jannati, and when Allah promises forgiveness, it means that there is no jahannam for them. And when Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala promised for them ajran azima, it means that they are going to go into Jannah. Today, we will discuss two great illustrious Sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Zayd ibn Haritha and Hazrat Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu anhuma, father and son. The outstanding quality and feature in Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu is, from the thousands of Sahaba that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, whilst Allah does refer to them in the Quran al-Kareem, no Sahabi is referred to by name. There's only one Sahabi that Almighty Allah Tabarak refers to by name in the Quran al-Kareem, and that is Zayd ibn Haritha. And Allah refers to him in two places. In the same verse, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, وَإِذْ تَقُولُ لِلَّذِي أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَأَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِ. And remember, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you were telling that person on whom Allah blessed and who you also blessed. And then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا قَضَى زَيْدٌ مِّنْهَا وَتَرًا زَوَّجْنَاكَهَا. Allah refers to an incident when Zayd radiallahu ta'ala was married to Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. And how Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala then, after she was married to Zayd, she got married to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the background of Zayd coming into the fold of Islam? Where did he come from? Zayd's mother was Su'da. She was from the clan, of Bay, an Arab clan, and from the tribe of Banu Ma'an. She was traveling to her family with her son Zayd. The tribe of Banu Ma'an were in war with the tribe of Banu Qayn. While she was traveling and before reaching home, the tribe of Banu Qayn attacked the tribe of Banu Ma'an. They looted the houses, they looted the wealth, and they took away many people as prisoners, and as Taqdeer had it, fate had it, Zayd ibn Harisa was a young boy of 8 years old that he was taken as a prisoner by the tribe of Banu Qayn. They took him in the outskirts of Makkah and they sold him as a slave. It was a good fortune of Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu that another illustrious sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at that time he was not a sahabi, Hazrat Hakim ibn Hizam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he purchased Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He purchased Zayd and he purchased other prisoners, but the price he paid for Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu was 400 dirhams. He was the nephew of Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hakim ibn Hizam was the nephew of Khadijatul Kubra, the Mubarak blessed wife of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our beloved mother. Hakim ibn Hizam comes to Makkah al-Mukarramah with all his slaves. He visits his auntie, Khadijatul Kubra, and he tells to her, "Auntie, my beloved mother, I've got many, many slaves. I wish to offer you a slave of your choice." Khadijatul Kubra looks at all the slaves. She noticed signs of intelligence in Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And she picked Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu as a gift from Hakim ibn Hizam to herself. Now, Zayd radiallahu ta'ala was a slave of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hadha Khadija wasn't yet married to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was soon thereafter when she got married to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She wanted to give a gift to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, probably a marriage gift to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khadija radiallahu ta'ala gave, she saw the most suitable gift to give to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was this young intelligent boy, Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. She gave Zayd as a gift to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was now the master of Zayd. Zayd was a slave. But where was in the most remotest thoughts of Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a master, but thinking that he is going to be Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen. He's not only going to be his master, he's going to be the master of the people of the past and the future. He's going to be the master of the Ummah. And when Zayd was taken as a prisoner, what did he know that what fate had installed for him? He's going to be cast into an unending ocean of respect, dignity and honor where his name will be taken in the Quran till eternity. That is why, brothers, sometimes halat comes in life. We look at it negatively, but the unseen machinery of Allah is working behind our lives. Zayd radiallahu ta'ala was taken at a boy's young year, at 8 years old. And now he lands up as a slave of the greatest of masters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the other side, his mother was grieving. Where is my son? What has happened to him? Is he living? Is he dead? Where is he gone? No idea. One can imagine the heart of a mother when the child has been taken away. The father, he mentioned few couplets, few ash'ar and poetry, very heart-rending ash'ar and poetry. Neither the ash'ar or the father of Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, imagine what was going through the heart of the mother. So father used to say, بكيت على زيد ولم أدري ما فعل أحي ترجام آتي دونه الأجل فرأيت ما أدري وإني لسائل أغالك هدي السبيل أم أغالك الجبل تذكريهن الشمس عند طلوعها وتعري ذكراه إذا غربها الأفل. In which the father of Zayd, he says, thinking he's in his tribe, in whichever land they were in the tribe of Banu Ma'an, far away from Makkah al-Mukarramah, thinking of his young son, 8 years old, gone, taken away, I'm crying upon Zayd, and I don't know what has happened to him. Is he alive? That I can hope for him? Or did he die? By Allah, I don't know. And may I ask, did the land swallow him or did the mountain attack him? Every morning when the sun rises, the sun reminds me of my son. And after a hard day's work and labor, when the sun sets, then again it reminds me of my son. This is the ash'ar, the poetry of the father of Zayd radiallahu ta'ala in a remote land, in the Arab land. The tribe of Ma'an, for the tribe of Banu Utay, they should also go and perform Hajj in the time of Jahiliyyah. Some people from the tribe of Tay, during the Hajj season, they went away to Makkatul Mukarramah. And to their surprise and amazement, whilst making tawaf, being around the Kaaba Sharif, they spotted Zayd radiallahu ta'ala. Zayd also recognized them. And when they met one another, then Zayd mentioned some ash'ar and poetry to convey to his father and to his mother. And these ash'ar are, in which he says, that أَحُنُّ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِي وَإِن كُنْتُ نَائِيًا إِنِّي قَتِيتُ الْبَيْتِ عِنْدَ الْمَشَاعِرِ الْحَرَامِ Subhanallah. He says that I love my nation. I'm close to my nation, although I'm far away. But nevertheless, إِنِّي قَتِينُ الْبَيْتِ I'm the resident of the Baytullah. I'm resident of the Baytullah close by the Mash'arul Haram, by the sacred precincts of the Kaaba Sharif. That's where I am. These people go back. They immediately informed Zayd's father, Zayd's family, that we have come across Zayd. Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu's father, Harisa. He and his brother, Zayd's uncle Kaab, they immediately undertook a journey and they came to Makkatul Mukarramah. They come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with some ransom money because Zayd now is a slave. They need to give some ransom money to free him. So they come, the father of Zayd, Harisa, comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and with beautiful words he addresses Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, Yabna Abdul Muttalib, Antum Ahlu Haramillah. تفكون العاني وتطعمون العسير جئناك لولدنا فمنن علينا. Says, you people are the residents of the Haram, the house of Allah. You people, you'll free slaves, prisoners. You'll also feed prisoners. We have come to you regarding our child. Make ihsan on us. Do favor on us. Nabi Kareem said, what's the matter? Say, our son is by you. Who's your son? They said, our son is Zayd. And we are prepared to pay any amount of ransom money to free him. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's high lofty akhlaq and character told to them, shouldn't I tell you something better than that? Why do you all need to pay ransom money? Let me call Zayd. If he wants to join you all and he wants to leave me, by all means he may do so. But if he wants to stay with me, then I cannot stop somebody to stay with me. So they really thought it's a good opportunity. They told to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that لَقَدْ أَنْصَفْتَ You have made a correct decision. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then called Zayd. His father Harisa is there. After years he's seeing his father and his uncle. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him, who's this? He says, my father. Who's that? My uncle. They came to fetch you. You want to join? Go. Look at the profound answer of Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said to Nabi Akari, he said in front of his father and uncle, Bal uqimu ma'ak. Nay, I want to stay with you. To enrage his father. And his father told him that, what had happened to you? That, اخترت العبودية على أبيك وأمك? You choosing slavery over your father and your mother? Again, Zayd radiallahu ta'ala told that Ra'aytu fihi shay'an. I've seen something amazing, great in this personality, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I want to stay with him, even though it may be a slave. I just want to take you, digress to one hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, La yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min walidihi wa waladihi wa nasi ajma'in. Your iman is not perfect until I am not more beloved to you than your father, your child, and all of mankind. At this time when this incident happened, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi was not yet the Prophet of Allah. Before being the Prophet of Allah, Zayd radiallahu ta'ala already chose Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam over his parents. Imagine when being the Prophet of Allah, what a level of his iman. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then held the hand of Zayd, took him by the Hatim area. Because of the submission he made in front of his mother, in front of his father and uncle, to stay with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, the father was worried. And the uncle was worried. Our child being a slave. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam held his hand, took him in the Hatim by the Kaaba Sharif. Called a group of Quraysh. And he addressed, he told all of them, Anni ushidukum anna haza ibni. Yarithuni wa arithuhu. I'm making one of you all my witness. This person, Zayd, is my son. If I have to pass away, this was before prophethood, then he will inherit from me. And if he pass away, then I will inherit from him. It was from that day, the Zayd ibn Harisa was called Zayd ibn Muhammad. What a great honor, this young boy taking a slave, but see where Taqdeer has taken him. From slavery to being Zayd ibn Muhammad. Then after later on, the verse when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam became a prophet, and then the verse was revealed, Ud'uhum li'aba'ihim huwa aqsatu 'indallah. Now you, any person as a child, you attribute him to his father. And that's when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, don't call him Zayd ibn Muhammad, he's Zayd ibn Harisa. That's one aspect of it. Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam became a Nabi, wahi came, he was the first male. Whether it as maybe as a slave or as a youngster to have accepted Islam. And therefore Zayd ibn Harisa was among the Sabiqun al-Awwalun. All the pain, difficulty, hardships that all the people that entered Islam in the beginning of Islam, that also Zayd ibn Harisa bear all that. And that is why the virtue that comes for Sabiqun al-Awwalun radiallahu anhu wa radu an also applied to Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ayman radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was the slave of Hazrat Amina, the mother of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after the demise of the mother, then obviously she was the slave woman of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed great amount of respect to Ayman. Ayman got married to Zayd. And it is through that union, Ayman was a dark-skinned woman from Abyssinia. Both of them got married, and it is from that union Usama radiallahu ta'ala who was born. And Usama radiallahu ta'ala whose skin color represented more the color of the mother, and he was more dark skin in relation to his father. So the kuffar used to make a mockery. Look at Muhammad. He likes this Zayd so much, but look at the color of his son. Indirectly, making some kind of allegations against Zayd radiallahu ta'ala. Where did he get this child from? One, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala mentioned, one day Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa entered the house. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa was smiling. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa Hazrat Aisha asked, that, Amma ashaka ya Rasulallah, what is that that makes you smile? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa mentioned, you know just now what happened? Mujazziz Mudlaji. He was a person that was an expert in genealogy. He says that Zayd and Usama, both of them were sleeping. A blanket was covering both of them, but the both of their feet were exposed. And this Mujazziz Mudlaji was passing by. He looked at the feet of Zayd and Usama, and he told, "Inna hadil aqdam ba'duha min ba'd," that these feet is from one from the other. In other words, there's a relationship of father and child between them two. So that they had a lot of faith in what Mujazziz Mudlaji would say. Nabi Sasa mentioned that all that allegation that men went has been removed. And it's proof that a person from among them believes that there's a relationship of a father and a son between them two. Nabi Kareem Sasa loved Usama so much, that in terms of age, it is stated that he was similar to the age of Hassan. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu. whatever that age difference would have been, but in the hadiths, their incidents were on one side, on one lap, was Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the grandson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and on the other lap was Usama radiallahu ta'ala anhu. At times, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua, oh Allah, I love these two. Just as Nabi sallallahu would mention for Hassan and Hussein, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would mention for Hassan and for Usama, oh Allah, I love these two, you also love them too. This was the high lofty position of Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Usama radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Inshallah, the remaining part of this, I'll continue with it tomorrow. Inshallah. May Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq and hidayat, have the love for the Sahaba in our heart. But I just want to refer to one aspect before we start our zikr program. What was that outstanding quality in Zayd? The love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we look at the condition of the ummah today, there's tawheed everywhere. There are Muslims, but there are millions around. But there's one aspect missing in the ummah. When we assess the success of the ummah in the past, it was because the love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and sunnah was there in the life. That sunnah is not there anymore. And from the time sunnah has left the ummah, then there has been a degeneration in the ummah. And if we want to become that powerful, dynamic ummah that we were once before, the only way to do it is we should just stop confining our love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be verbal. We need to be practical and we need to adopt the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The moment the sunnah will come back into the ummah, that's when the ummah will find that power and the dignity it had once before. That's what Imam Malik mentioned, that he mentioned, مَا سَلُحَتْ آخِرُ هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ إِلَّا بِمَا سَلُحَتْ أَوَّلُهَا. The latter part of the ummah will never be reformed until it does not adopt that way that the former part of the ummah adopted. The former part of the ummah wasn't only tawheed. It wasn't only empty verbal claims of love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It was practical. It was sunnah that was in their lives. That invoke the rahmat and the mercy of Allah in them. Allah grant us tawfiq in that to inculcate in us the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so that we could become once the powerful dynamic ummah that we were before. Inshallah, now we'll be making the zikr. Allah grant us tawfiq, Allah grant us hidayat, Allah grant us that ability to turn towards Him as much as possible. It is this zikr of Allah that invoke the rahmat and the mercy and brings a realization in our lives. Allah says in the Quran Kareem, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu uzkurullaha zikran kaseera. That, oh you who believe, make abundant zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Wasabbihuhu bukratan wa ashiya. In the morning you praise Allah, in the night also you praise Allah. All the time. Month of Ramadan, these are Mubarak nights. Allah's rahmat and mercy, and we engage the zikr of Allah, then inshallah we'll be enveloped and wrapped in the rahmat and the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah grant us tawfiq. Recite three times, Qul huwallahu ahad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahus samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahus samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.